Chapter 12. The band of birds played a cheerful song as everyone danced around the smoky pavilion, and one of the birds sang in a beautiful soprano, while two others strummed wooden guitars. The music echoed around the gazebo, and a variety of aromas filled the air as Forsythe and his cooks prepared the celebratory meal. I sat at the long table with Julia and Ruslan, and I munched on a piece of sweet honey bread that melted on my tongue with every bite. I watched my women twirl around together on the dance floor while we waited for our dinner. Even Valera danced with the other women, and her short red dress flared out to reveal her muscular thighs. No puffy sleeves this time, so I assumed she'd picked out her own dress. Her long red hair was free from fancy hairstyles, too, and it waved around behind her like a flag in the wind as she moved. My dragon mate grinned over her shoulder at Laika, who wore a slim navy dress that scooped down her back and exposed her olive skin as her muscles rippled with every step. Her gray hair was twisted into a braid that flowed over her shoulder, and her bushy tail swayed with delight as she danced. She never strayed far from my fiancé, though, and Aliona intertwined her long ivory fingers with the wolf's while they twisted and writhed together. The princess's robes looked like they were made of marble with white, gray, and violet swirls that accentuated her curvy body and dipped down into a V that exposed her ample cleavage and almost touched her belly button. Her stark white hair was tied back into a bun, while her raven forelocks curled in ringlets around her beautiful face. I watched as she threw her head back to laugh, and Aaliyah joined her with a roaring laugh that drowned out all the other noise for a moment. The lion demihuman's long canines shimmered in the light of the tiny magical orbs that decorated the pavilion, and she closed her mouth with a chuckle when she saw a dozen heads turn in her direction. Her dark blonde hair cascaded down her back in waves that contrasted sharply with her bright crimson dress. The bodice was tight and cupped her breasts, and the bottom ended at an angle that started at her hip and dropped to her lower thigh. The outfit showed off her athletic body, and I wasn't surprised to see she'd already ditched her fancy shoes to dance barefoot. Aaliyah wiggled and shimmied next to Naomi, who had finally seemed to relax a bit. She'd allowed Eleanor and Emily to style her magenta hair into waves that fell just below her ears and revealed most of her matching scales, while her black dress wrapped around her tailored physique like a glove. The dress ended just below her ass, and it sparkled in the light of the orbs like stars in the night sky. I finally got a good look at her long, sinewy legs, and my cock throbbed at the sight of her arms around Mariah. The sword spirit was uncertain about how to dance, but the rest of my women pulled her closer as they all writhed together. Mariah's long white hair was pulled back into a braid with little purple flowers woven into the pleat, and the flowers matched the violet dress she wore that dipped down between her full breasts and then flowed to the floor. Every few steps, though, a slit up to her thigh revealed her creamy white skin, and I had a hard time figuring out if my growing hunger was for dinner or for my women. I didn't get a chance to decide before Forsythe's staff appeared with dozens of trays of food. Everyone made their way to the tables as the servants set out the dinner, and I inhaled a deep breath of the savory aromas. Several trays featured roasted duck seasoned with garlic and honey, and the birds were still steaming as the juices rolled down into a puddle underneath them. Then came huge bowls of freshly cooked corn with butter and pepper, as well as a few large salads with some kind of creamy yellow dressing. Strawberry and blueberry trays were piled high with the fruits, in addition to some sweet-smelling fruit I hadn't seen before. I'd have to ask Forsythe about all these new foods, but I'd worry about that later. Then the servants came back around and filled our mugs with a fruity red wine. It smelled like grapes and frosting, and my women practically chugged it down as we loaded up our plates. I took a sip of the wine, and even I drank enough for the servants to refill my mug before they returned to the kitchen to bring out some rolls and sweet butter. What is this wine? I asked the head chef.
Oh, it's a new concoction from our very own vineyard,
Forsythe replied with a sparkling grin.
Do you like it, my lord?
I'm impressed, I answered. I'm usually a beer guy, but this is good.
Ah, thank you, my lord,
the dear demi-human chuckled.
We will make our next project an ale for you.
That would be awesome, I said, and grinned back before I took another swig of the fruity wine. Forsyth dipped his head and returned to the kitchen as we began to eat. The duck was tender and juicy, and I chewed each bite slowly as I savored all the flavors. It was rare when we weren't in a rush or worried about some enemy or another, so it was nice to relax and just enjoy the moment. It seemed each of my women felt the same way, too, as they ate and chatted together. I listened long enough to hear they were discussing the outfits they'd almost chosen for tonight, and I quickly lost interest. If I had my way, they'd all be naked. The thought sent my blood south, and my mother interrupted my thoughts.
It seems Lady Naomi is becoming closer with the other ladies,
Julia observed quietly. She is, I agreed, and readjusted my trousers. She's fought me for a couple weeks now, but she's coming around.
She will make a wonderful addition to the family,
my mother murmured as she took another bite of her salad. Yeah, she will, I chuckled.
Soon, I assume?
Julia teased, and her blue eyes sparkled with mirth. Not soon enough, I smirked, and looked over at the lizard mage. Her mouth was spread in a wide smile as she giggled at something Lyca said, and the magenta-haired woman took another drink from her mug. Eventually, one of the servants decided to stand close enough to refill the ladies' drinks, since they emptied them every few minutes. By the time everyone was finished with dinner, the three moons of Inadi had risen, and the band moved from the slow songs back to the upbeat dancing tunes. The people of Hatra danced around the pavilion, and I sat back and watched everything with a smile. Humans, demi-humans, Azurans, a Messic, and who knows what else happily thrived together. And I could feel the pride swell in my chest at the families growing in my city. I turned my gaze to my women, and I chuckled as Naomi hopped around in a clearly drunken dance move that sent the other women into a fit of giggles. They had all enjoyed several cups of the homemade wine, but it appeared Naomi was the lightweight of the group. So I rose from my chair and made my way over to the dance floor, and as I approached the women, Naomi whirled around with a laugh and stumbled forward. I caught the lizard demi-human with a smile, and her cheeks darkened at the touch.
I'm so sorry, my lord. I didn't mean to—
No need to apologize, I replied, as I guided her away from the dance floor. I think you may need some fresh air.
I think so,
Naomi agreed with a slight hiccup. You like the wine? I chuckled.
It's very good.
She slurred and then giggled. We walked arm in arm down the steps of the smoky pavilion and onto the streets of Hatra. At first we walked in silence, and the sounds of the crickets and other nocturnal creatures soon drowned out the fading music of the bird band. Then Naomi hiccuped again, and I tried to stifle a laugh.
Lord Evan,
she announced with another hiccup.
I do believe your people have given me a new experience.
Oh? I raised an eyebrow. What's that?
Inebriation,
she replied as she gripped my forearm.
It's quite exhilarating, really. But, in fact, there are many things in this world I've never experienced.
Like what? Now my interest was piqued. Drunk Naomi was a much more open Naomi.
Friendship, motherhood, unbridled fun and excitement,
the lizard mage said as she ticked them off on her fingers and then hesitated. What else? I asked.
True love,
she nearly whispered and looked up at the sky.
Sex.
Hold up. I came to a complete stop and realized we'd walked all the way to the gardens near the River Moonstone House. You've never had sex? You said you preferred women, which implies you've tried both and picked a favorite.
I had no interest in men after what Gabriel did to my family,
she admitted as she averted her gaze.
I figured if he could turn on his own flesh and blood so easily, I could never expect commitment from any man. So I just never bothered.
So, let me get this straight, I murmured, as we continued walking into the garden. You've never been with any man or woman?
I've kissed a woman.
Naomi shrugged.
It was all right. It was nothing like the passion I've seen.
Go on, I prodded her.
When you're with your women, the love and passion fills the room like nothing I've ever felt before. It's like something out of the fairy tales I read as a child. I so desperately wanted to feel those things. I couldn't help but watch.
I think you did more than watch, I chuckled. And it turned me on to see you pleasure yourself, to smell your desire as it mingled with mine and the other women's. I smell it now. Naomi gasped as another blush colored her cheeks. It's not just sex with me, I said, as the lizard trailed off and looked down. I'll make love to you, fill you with my seed, and then you'll be one of mine.
Yours?
Her golden eyes looked up at me, and the reflection of the moons filled her wide eyes. All mine, I growled. You won't want or need anyone else ever again, and I'll mark you as mine over and over. My lovers and I share soul bridges, an unbreakable bond.
Love?
She asked. Yeah, I agreed, and I stopped and took her face in my hands. I love all my women. And we would welcome you into our family. You would have the sisters of your heart. And eventually, you would have my children.
I want all of it with you, my lord.
The lizard mage whispered.
I don't know what a soul bridge is, but I don't care.
Let me show you, I replied with a smile.
Here?
Naomi looked around with confusion as I stepped on the stone that opened the secret passageway.
Won't someone see us?
I wouldn't care if they did, I nearly whispered and held out my hand. Come with me. Naomi paused for a moment, and then she took my hand and followed me down the hidden staircase to my cultivation room. Moonstones clustered together and glittered on every surface of the room, and the quiet trickle of a river was the only sound besides our footsteps as we entered. The enchanted lanterns that hung from the ceiling lit up as we descended the stairs, and the smooth stones looked nearly liquid in the dim light.
What is this place?
Naomi gasped as her eyes traveled around the room. The River Moonstone House, I replied with a grandiose wave of my hand. I usually meditate here, and now I'll make love to you here, fill your womb with my seed, and mark you as one of mine. Naomi inhaled a sharp breath as I pulled her against me and took her face in my hands. Then I pressed my lips to hers, and she sighed and leaned against me as we kissed. The taste of wine on her breath nearly had me drunk by the time I pushed my tongue into her warm mouth. And I let my hands travel down her neck and her back to grab her waist and pull her body in even closer. Her breathing became hard and fast as she finally reached her clawed fingers around my neck and pushed her tongue against mine. My cock throbbed as our tongues twisted and wrestled, and I dragged my touch further down to grab her ass. Her short black dress had already ridden up to reveal the lowest curves of her rear, and I grazed the bare skin with my fingertips. I felt her body shiver at the touch, and it was all I could do to take things slow with this stubborn woman I'd waited on for weeks. We kissed long and hard, and I could feel her nipples tighten against my chest as she pushed against me with every breath. Then I couldn't wait any longer to see her naked body, so I pulled back, gripped the bottom of her dress, and lifted it over her head. Naomi gasped when the cool air hit her bare skin. Gods, I murmured. It was the first time I'd been able to fully see the lizard mage naked, and she was breathtaking. Her supple skin was dimpled with goosebumps, and her magenta scales wrapped around her body like a spiral from her neck down under her arm and back around to her hips. Her breasts were bigger than I'd realized, and I wanted nothing more than to taste her rock-hard, dark pink nipples. Then my gaze traveled down to the apex of her thighs, and the small thatch of magenta hair already glistened with her desire.
"Lord Evan,"
she whispered, as I stared at her gorgeous body.
"Are you all right?"
"I will be, when I'm inside you," I growled, as I stepped forward again and kissed her soft lips. I dragged my fingertips over every inch of her warm body, and she trembled with each touch. My cock pressed against my trousers and begged to be released, but I took my time. Naomi reached for the bottom of my tunic and lifted my shirt over my head, and then her tits were against my bare chest as she leaned up to kiss me again.
"Oh, I can't wait any longer,"
she moaned against my lips.
"I need you, Lord Evan."
"Fuck yes," I snarled and untied my trousers. When my dick sprang free, Naomi gasped again. The tip of my arousal pressed into the soft flesh of her abdomen, and she trailed one finger down the length.
"Will it hurt?"
she asked quietly. "I'll never hurt you," I replied, before I picked her up and gently laid her down on the smooth moonstone floor. "I swear it." Then I dropped to my knees between her thighs and kissed her again. She sighed as I traveled down her chin to her throat and left a trail of kisses down her upper chest until I reached her breasts. I dragged my tongue across the swell of her chest as her back arched up against me, and then I grinned and took her nipple into my mouth.
"Oh!"
she gasped as I flicked and sucked on her pink nipple until it was cherry red. Then I moved over to the other side and teased her with my mouth until she was writhing underneath me, and I sat up enough for her to see my face before I slid one hand down to her mound. Her slit was nearly dripping before my fingers touched the silky skin, and I lightly grazed the folds of her core with one finger before I gently pushed it inside her. The lizard demihuman's core was hot and silky, and I couldn't wait until it was my cock instead of my finger. Then my digit bumped up against a fleshy barrier, and a growl rumbled in my chest when I realized it was her hymen. I didn't want the virgin mage to feel any pain, though, so I slowed my motions and didn't reach very deep, which didn't matter anyways. Naomi was so turned on, her arousal was leaking out around my finger, and I knew she was enjoying herself. The sorceress moaned and grabbed the back of my neck to bring me closer, and I pumped my finger in and out of her warm, wet tunnel as our tongues fought for control over each other. "I want you to come for me," I murmured against her mouth.
"I've only ever done it to myself,"
she whispered. "Not for long," I smirked, and slid a second finger inside her.
"Oh, Lord Evan! Oh!"
I thrust my fingers back and forth, and then curled them just enough to tease the top of her tunnel before I rubbed my thumb across her clit. Her body began to shake and tremble underneath me, and I knew she was close. "Fuck yes. Come for me," I growled, and then she climaxed with a scream. Naomi's sweet juices seemed to pour out of her slit like a waterfall, and her pleasure soaked my fingers and hand until her slickness dripped onto the ground. She writhed and thrashed as her orgasm rippled through her body, and after a while, her body relaxed.
"Oh, oh gods,"
she panted as her glassy, amber eyes found mine.
"That was amazing."
"We've only just begun," I chuckled, as I reached down and teased her clit with the tip of my cock. Naomi gasped again, and I sent a wave of healing magic to protect her virgin core before I slowly entered her hot tunnel. I felt the barrier break free as my erection slipped inside her, and her walls hugged every inch of my shaft while I pushed my hips forward.
"Lord Evan!"
the lizard maid shrieked between heavy breaths as I opened her tight canal with my manhood.
"That feels so good. God, your cock, it's so big, filling me up."
I grinned, and then I moved back and forth inside her. I could feel her hot juices washing over my cock with every movement, and her clawed fingers scraped the ground as I pumped in and out of her warm pussy. Then I grabbed her thigh and wrapped it around my hips, and she did the same with her other leg, so my cock went even deeper inside her virgin body. "Yes," I hissed and thrust my hips a little harder. "You are so tight."
"Oh, don't! Stop!"
Naomi cried out. So I pushed harder and then faster as I felt the demi-human's walls tighten around my cock. Then her next orgasm crashed over her, and her body shook like she was in an earthquake. Her pussy gushed her sweet cream around my dick, while her tunnel squeezed like a vice, and a growl rumbled in the pit of my chest. Suddenly, Naomi grabbed my arms and dug her claws into my skin as her back arched away from the ground with a shiver, and I couldn't wait any longer to fill her. "You're mine now," I growled, and my climax released from my cock like a geyser.
"Oh! Oh! Oh!"
The serpent sorcerer's eyes opened wide, and her mouth hung open as I packed her virgin womb with my seed like waves of a never-ending ocean. "Yes, take all of my dragon seed," I thrust back and forth as my orgasm rippled through my body, and it felt like sparks of electricity sent vibrations up and down my spine. It seemed like I poured enough semen into her to make up for all the time I'd waited to be inside her, and within seconds, there was a puddle of our juices between her thighs.
"Oh, gods,"
Naomi moaned as I slowed to a stop deep inside of her.
I never imagined it would feel so good."
"And that was just missionary," I smirked.
"Missionary?"
The lizard raised a magenta eyebrow. "The position we were in, there are hundreds more options, and that's even if it's just the two of us."
"You mean I could join in with the other women too?"
Naomi asked, and her mouth stayed open in a perfect circle. "Of course," I replied with a grin. "They'll be happy you are finally mine."
"Is it normal that I feel closer to them now, too? I suddenly feel as if I've known them my whole life, and the idea of sharing you with them makes me incredibly happy. I just want all of us to feel joy together."
"Yeah, it's part of that soul bond I was telling you about," I explained. "Your soul is now bound to mine with the bridge, and each of them have the same thing. You'll always be with us."
"I wouldn't want to be anywhere else."
The lizard sighed as she traced a circle on my chest with her clawed finger. "Good," I growled. "I wouldn't let you go anywhere. You're mine now."
I like being yours."
Naomi blushed and turned her head before she looked back with hooded amber eyes.
"So, what about those other positions?"
I groaned, flipped her onto her stomach, and then lifted her hips so she was on her hands and knees.
"But then I can't see..."
Naomi started to argue until I plunged my cock deeper into her already sperm-filled pussy.
"Gods!"
Her thighs trembled as I thrust in and out of her tight tunnel from behind, and we came over and over until the floor was soaked with our warm nectar.
"Lord Evan?"
A voice echoed down the staircase into the Moonstone room sometime later.
"Oh, no,"
Naomi mumbled as she tried to pull away, but I held her hips, so my cock stayed inside her hot core. "Don't worry." "Come in, Mariah." The spirit rushed down the steps, and a smile spread across her ethereal features as she sashayed closer to the two of us on the floor.
"I came to see if you had noticed the new soul bridge,"
Mariah said and cocked her hip to the side.
"And I'm sure you have."
The slit of her dress shifted to expose her leg, and I could see all the way up to her inner thigh. My cock twitched inside Naomi's pussy, and the lizard gasped at the movement. "I have," I chuckled. "Would you like to help me strengthen it?"
"Of course,"
Mariah murmured as she slid the straps of her dress down her shoulders. Her violet outfit dropped to the floor, and Naomi took a sharp breath at the sight of the spirit standing naked before us, with her pink nipples already pert and her hot core throbbing with desire. Mariah sauntered closer with her eyes on Naomi, and I slid my cock out of Naomi's warm tunnel with a little sigh, but I could tell the sword spirit had something in mind. Naomi rolled over onto her back with a look of confusion and then shock, as Mariah dropped to her knees between the lizard's thighs.
"I want to taste both of you,"
Mariah murmured as she lowered her head. Before Naomi could speak, the spirit delved her tongue into the folds of the lizard's creamy, cum-filled pussy.
"Oh, gods!"
Naomi cried out.
That feels... Oh!
Fuck. I groaned and then moved over to Mariah's beautiful ass that hung in the air like an open invitation. I plowed into the spirit's waiting slit and slipped my drenched cock inside her. She moaned against Naomi's core, and the lizard almost whined with pleasure.
Ah! Mariah!
Naomi shrieked and wrapped her hands around the spirit's head to bring her closer to her throbbing pussy. Mariah sucked and teased Naomi's quivering mound until the lizard squealed again as another wave of her hot juices gushed out of her slit. As I watched Mariah lap up each drop, I reached around under her and teased her clit with my thumb.
Oh, gods!
The spirit moaned against Naomi's pussy.
Yes! Lord Evan! Yes!
Then her climax shook her body and curled her toes as her tunnel tightened around my cock. I plunged into her over and over as she poured her nectar all over my shaft, and my lover's shared orgasm sent me over the edge. Fuck! Ugh. I groaned and released a huge load of my dragon seed into the spirit's waiting womb. My hot semen filled Mariah's tunnel until it overflowed, and more juices splashed to the floor as my body was racked with waves of pleasure. "How many more positions would you like to try?" I teased Naomi once I regained my breath.
"All of them,"
the lizard replied with a wicked smile, and she rolled her nipple between her fingers as she watched me slide out of Mariah's sopping flower. We licked, played, and fucked for hours until we were all heaving and gasping for air. Then the three of us laid on the floor of the River Moonstone house and looked up at the ceiling. I could see my women's chests rising and falling in my peripheral vision, and I could also see my milky cream gushing out between each of their legs. I'd filled both of them past the brim many times, and I began to purr at the sight as I put my hands behind my head. Sometimes it still shocked me that I regularly had sex with two or more incredibly hot women who were all mine. But my inner dragon roared with satisfaction as I grinned to myself. Yes, it was good to be the Dragon Lord, and it was very good to have such an amazing harem. "I'm gonna look at the bridges," I decided after a long moment. "I'm curious what's changed since Naomi is with us now."
"I'll stay here with my newest sister,"
Mariah replied, and the two women shared a loving look. I grinned and called out to my spiritual sea. Within a second, I was laying on the sand of my inner beach, and I breathed in the cool ocean air for a few minutes. It was a nice change of pace from the warm desert air in reality, and I felt every drop of sweat on my skin cool with the breeze. The waves of my spiritual sea lapped up against my feet, and I finally stood and brushed the sand from my bare skin. Apparently, I hadn't imagined myself with clothes on, so I'd be walking around naked. Oh well, I wanted to see the soul bridges, naked or not. So I turned and headed for the anchor that held the bridges down on this side of the spiritual sea. Even from here, I could tell more ropes had formed, and when I got close enough to touch them, I saw the new soul bridge that connected me with Naomi. All 9 bridges featured the same white glowing ropes, but instead of just a few, the ropes now numbered at least 12 per bridge. The links between the beach and my core island finally began to resemble real bridges instead of just a few groups of ropes, and my grin widened. Then I noticed something else as I crouched down and ran my fingers along one of the ropes. Not only were there more of them, but the ropes were also thicker than before. It looked as though the braids had swelled from the size of my thumb to the girth of a table leg. Our bonds continued to strengthen every time I loved and then filled one of my women with my dragon seed, and I fucking loved it. Maybe one day they would be strong enough for someone to walk across them. Or when the bridges were complete, maybe it meant I'd given my lovers full access to my powers, I'd never really found love on Earth, even though now I had it in spades with my harem, so I had no idea how long it took to completely open up to someone like that. My last serious relationship lasted all of 6 months before I lost interest. Earth women seemed boring before, and they definitely couldn't compare to the lovers I had now. I stood up and brushed the sand from my legs as I stretched and looked out on the water. Then I turned toward the mountain, and I could just see the neon trees of Videnia past the beach. I was tempted to go watch hours of memory movies from my ancestors, but it was already late. I didn't know exactly how time passed in reality while I was here, and I knew Mariah and Naomi were already tired. Hell, I was tired too. A couple days of battle and a few hours of orgasms had me beat. Being a dragon lord wasn't easy. With a sigh, I decided to return to the River Moonstone House and take my women back to the palace to go to bed. We had plenty of time tomorrow to relax, and maybe I could watch some more memories then. In the blink of an eye, I was back in the moonstone-covered room, and I looked down to see Mariah and Naomi curled up together on the floor. They were spooning, and Naomi's ample rear was pressed up against Mariah's dripping pussy. The room reeked of perspiration and sex, and my cock throbbed as I stared at their beautifully naked bodies lying on the floor. My lover's bare skin still glistened with sweat and our juices, and I considered adding more. It seemed my dragon stamina never ran out. Then my exhaustion took hold, and I realized I was barely keeping my eyes open while I imagined rousing the lovers. Even my automatic healing seemed to have taken a beating today, so I decided to get some sleep. Besides, there would be time for another round in the morning, and they would already be naked and ready for me. I laid down behind Mariah, and she snuggled her ass right up against my still hard dick. My arousal jumped at the touch, and a growl rumbled in my chest as my inner dragon begged to mark the women again. "Chill out," I muttered. "We have to get some sleep."
"What?"
Mariah murmured as she stirred against me again. "Nothing," I whispered and tossed my arm over her and Naomi. "Go back to sleep." The spirit hummed and sighed before she fell back into her deep sleep. The moonstone floor was surprisingly comfortable for being made out of stone, and within seconds, I fell asleep to the lulling trickle of a distant river. It felt like I'd slept for days when I finally opened my eyes to see a shaft of sunlight pouring down the staircase. I blinked a few times before I remembered I was in the River Moonstone House instead of my bedroom, and then I blinked again as I realized I was all alone. Mariah and Naomi were nowhere to be found.